DBHDD is reminding people that the Good Samaritan Law can save lives during alcohol and drug overdoses. People are urged to call 911 and stay until help arrives. More information at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome. Thursday was crossover day at the Georgia Capitol, a pivotal deadline when bills must clear at least one chamber to stay alive this session. Lawmakers work late into the night, and so did GPB's Donna Lowry. You know her as the host of Lawmakers on GPB, and she's here up early after a busy night under the Gold Dome. Donna, how are you this morning?
I'm awake. I'm here.
So let's talk about what was going on. Lawmakers worked through that packed agenda yesterday. Tell me, how much legislation did they end up pushing through?
Well, Pamela, crossover day became a marathon and not a sprint. Both houses pushed through so much legislation that when the House wrapped up just before 11 p.m., Speaker John Burns announced they had broke a record in passing 75 bills. And most bills passed without debate, and most had bipartisan support, so that kept things moving throughout the day. And the Senate finished up a little before 10 p.m.
All right. So let's start with the State House. Which bills ended up crossing over?
Well, that chamber passed an income tax rate cut, and that's something Governor Kemp has championed. And members also approved another round of tax refunds, $250 for singles, $500 for married couples filing jointly. Also, a wrongful compensation bill was passed in the House for five individuals found innocent of crimes after serving time. That bill afterwards received applause from the members.
And it sounds like there wasn't a lot of debate either. It just kind of down to business, getting things done.
Absolutely. They really wanted to get through a lot.
And on the Senate side, what major legislation made it through over there?
The Senate approved three major school safety bills, which was significant. Two passed with overwhelming support, including Ricky and Alyssa's Law, and that would require schools to install mobile panic buttons. And the more contentious of the school safety bills that passed, among other things, adds terroristic acts to the list of offenses by juveniles 13 to 17 years old, and that can have them tried as adults. And Democrats opposed it, saying it criminalizes youth, but it did pass.
And as we know, with crossover day, if it doesn't make it through, it's pretty much dead. So what's some of the legislation that was left to die on the vine this session?
Well, the big one was the sports betting bill in the House. It never made it to the floor, despite buzz all evening that it would. And actually, one senator told us live on our crossover show on Lawmakers that it would happen, but it didn't. And another bill on that list that was supposed to go to the floor in the Senate but didn't would have banned DEI in schools, both at the K-12 and the college level. There's word that bill might resurface in some type of way. Also, Democrats pushed for something requiring the safe storage of firearms, but that legislation didn't get a vote. And also of note, the House bill to prevent mining in the Okefenokee Swamp didn't make it to the floor.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.